Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer, and continuing our hour-long look at contemporary Christian music, we turn next to the musical theater. The Ark is a new musical that takes a contemporary look at the story of Noah, his family, and the animals that floated two by two on top the biblical flood. The Ark is currently in previews off-Broadway, and it features music by the composer and performer Michael McLean. Over the past two decades, Michael McLean has written music and lyrics for more than 20 inspirational and Christian pop albums and has sold nearly 2 million recordings. He joins us here in our studio today. Michael, welcome.
Hi, John.
Now, with Mark Joseph, the first thing I asked him to do was define our terms. I'm going to ask you the same thing. The Ark, it's an Old Testament story.
That's right.
This a Christian musical?
You know, I don't think so. I think everybody gets to own the Ark. I think the exciting thing about this story is that people all know that story. Jews own it, Muslims own it. And if you go to our website, thearkmusical.com, we listed all the flood stories that have a flood tradition. And there isn't a religion or a culture that doesn't somehow connect to that. So our great hope here was that we would tell a story that would be so much fun and so inspirational, but that it would speak to people of all faiths.
Okay. So, and yet, I mean, you're coming from the field of Christian music.
That's right. And I'm heavily influenced by who I am, but...
Okay. Well, we were talking a bit about how Christian rock had sort of built itself into this little walled commune and is in the 90s began breaking out of it. Did a similar thing happen in the theater? Is there a tradition of Christian theater?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was lucky enough to be mentored by Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked, but also wrote Godspell, which when I was a kid was this big hit. So here's this Jewish guy that writes this story about Jesus that's really inspirational and very, very, very powerful. And there were a lot of shows, Jesus Christ Superstar those. And then the pendulum kind of swung away from that and it wasn't happening. And here we are trying to tell a story about a family in the midst of a crisis, getting through and learning how to face things they've been running away from their whole lives and to see if they can pull together. Seems to be pretty much where we're at in the world today, whether it's Katrina that hit you or 9/11 or just a crisis within your own family. So to find a fun, entertaining way to use this Bible story to really talk about the issues that face all of us. We're not trying to redefine the Bible and say this is exactly what happened, but to use this as an excuse to say in a really fun way, if they got through this amazing challenge, how do we?
So is it an allegory?
Well, in many ways, it's kind of a contemporary look at the way families interact and what are miracles really all about. I mean, one of the songs in the beginning of the show is called "You Must Believe There Are Miracles," and we really explore the idea of, now is a miracle something that God just kind of does, or is a miracle something that you kind of figure out because he helps you? Or is a miracle something you take credit for because you do it? Is a miracle your own family? What are those issues and what really makes one?
Your website, which you alluded to before, says the following, that audience members are treated like animals on Noah's Ark.
That's because they are the animals.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, my buddy Kevin Kelly, who I wrote this show with, and you have to understand, John, we've been working on this for 19 years, and we've been all over the country.
So you've been building it a cubit at a time.
That's right. Exactly. We have depleted the gopher wood reserves across the country. Kevin said, what if we did a musical where the inside of the theater was the inside of Noah's Ark and the audience are the animals? And I said, this is a billion-dollar idea. It is so much fun and so theatrical and gives us a chance to let the audience experience living on the Ark for this 2-hour period with this family and hopefully seeing themselves up there as well.
And this family is trapped together with their various problems.
And they have all got issues. I mean, we've got a family who gets on board this ark thinking all we have to do is get through the rain. If we can just escape the rain. But what happens is it stops raining. And then they have to face stuff they've been running away from their whole lives. And these people have issues. I mean, Mrs. Noah does not like animals. She's got a son who married a...
I hope her name isn't Mrs. Noah.
No, it's Eliza.
Okay.
And they've got three sons with this biblical names, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And Japheth, in our play, is kind of an engineer who is not really communicative. And he married a woman who's a clothes horse. And she sees the animals as accessories.
Very good.
And Shem and Martha are newlyweds, really haven't had a chance to have their honeymoon yet. And he's a bit of a mama's boy and has to please both his wife and his mother. And then Ham had just had it with his overly religious, overly spiritual dad. Tried to get as far away from his father as he could. So he marries just somebody just outside the faith, and just turns out she really wants to see this thing, feels strongly to come. And she comes the day the animals just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And he discovers that though he married her to get away from his father, she's just like him.
Well, let's hear an excerpt, and actually you get to hear the animals. We're speaking with Michael McLean, who is the man behind the music and the lyrics for The Ark, which is in previews now and opens on November 14th.
Make it on this crew. It's such a curiosity. What changed the wild curiosity? I think before this day is through, Noah's Ark is going to be a floating zoo. Soccer at the doctor. Great big drink. Talker and a walker, blink, slink, slouching and a crunching, fuzzy wuzzy woo, just another day on.
The Ark is a contemporary musical look at the story of Noah and his Ark. And Michael McLean has written the music and the lyrics. And you said that when the idea was first broached, you said, it's a $1 billion idea.
Well, you have to understand, Kevin Kelly and I were working in an advertising agency at this time. And that was our way of saying this is a good idea.
Well, but it certainly, to bring something to Broadway or Hollywood, but especially to Broadway, does require a lot of money. So who are the producers of this? Where's the funding
for
something
like this?
We're
very fortunate. We have got some world, the company and the creative team is world class. Karen Goodwin was very involved in launching Les Miserables with Cameron McIntosh and other great shows there. She spent years, in fact, she told the story about hearing the first French version of Les Mis and working to get it to the West End and then bringing it here and a number of other shows. Eric Orton, who's a young, tremendously talented guy who had managed the touring companies of Wicked and done a number of things. He and I were friends, and he was aware of this show years ago. In fact, he worked the lighting board years ago. And they said, we believe in this, so let's go find the money. And so we did some tap dances from L.A. to New York to Chicago and found some investors.
So it's not this is not a sort of a Christian communal thing where it's backed by a—
No, these people are taking a bet on this show and believe that its messages and its themes are so fun and so uplifting and so delightful that—
So are the lyrics overtly religious or—
Oh, no. You know, we're telling a story.
Yeah.
And there are times clearly where Noah— because our central conflict is we got a dad who was brilliant at building an ark, and he believed God told him to do it. And he's got a son who absolutely thinks his dad's nuts. It's just too much. It's too churchy. It's too over the top. Give me a break. I want you to look at me and not just talk about miracles and spirituality. So here are these two guys that we find out as the play goes on are very similar, and they've got a lot of things in common. And my hope is that clearly when you tell a story based on a Bible theme, we're going to deal with issues of God and family and those deals. But we don't have an agenda here. It's not like we're trying to proselyte. What we're trying to do is to get people to think about their own spiritual journeys.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were talking with Joel Steer before, who's producing this concert in Connecticut of contemporary Christian music. And he's talking about the lack of, you know, the kind of infrastructure that other parts of the country have to support specifically Christian productions of music.
Right.
Broadway is not necessarily known as a place that has embraced Christian music or theater or anything like that. So what do you are you also going to churches?
Yeah. Absolutely. And because I think, first of all, we just had two Salvation Army brought their folks the other day. Some folks from the wonderful Episcopal Church up on 99th Street came, had a fabulous experience. We have a Jewish contingent because Noah is such a profound part of the Old Testament. And what we've been thrilled by is there has been this sense of, that's us up there. That's our lives. That's a message of hope and redemption and reconciliation that we think the world needs. And so clearly they're part of the fan base. But if we've done our job as writers right, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, no matter what kind of family you came from, you can sit through this process and go, that's my Aunt Thirza up there. That's Uncle George. No, that's my dad. You know, I talked to a woman who came to see the show the other day, and she said, you know, I'm a complete atheist, and my father's Noah. And she said, and we've been having this battle, but in this song called In a Perfect World, where Ham and Noah are singing about what their perception of the perfect world is, she said, what I realized is, we all want the same thing. I want the same thing my dad wants. I just see it different. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn to be understanding about how do we find and make that perfect world come to be.
All right. Well, the piece is called The Ark. It is in previews until the 14th.
November 14th. And, you know, I was going to make this offer, which is for every ticket you buy, a sin will be removed. But I don't.
Do you have the power to do that?
I don't know, but I think it might work. So consider that as an option.
All right, Michael McLean is the apparently quite powerful composer of the music for The Ark, and it's at 37 Arts Theater on West 37th Street. Details on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it was great to be here.
Thanks. You're listening to Soundcheck.
He'll forget the old song, then why on earth can't you? If God above has promised that when we've changed our tune, he'll forget the old song, then why on earth can't you?